From the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Tuesday, November 19th. I'm Abby Larico. State Senator Carla Esslinger passed on seeking a second term in the Missouri Senate this year. Instead, the former educator now leads the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education.
There comes a point in your life where you say, where can I truly have the biggest impact? Where can I really do the most good for the profession I love, for the state I love?
She spoke with St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Kellogg about her goals for the department. That conversation coming up after this news on The Gateway. Nearly 100 people have been sickened by an E. coli outbreak in St. Louis County. The county's Department of Public Health says as of Monday afternoon, 94 cases have been identified via laboratory confirmation or people experiencing symptoms. The department began investigating the outbreak after a dozen Rockwood Summit High School students and parents were hospitalized after eating food at two school events this month. Health officials say salad served at four events hosted or catered by Andre's Banquet and Catering South could be the source of the outbreak, a claim the owner of the business has denied. The investigation is ongoing. St. Louis Public School officials say there is no timeline to identify which schools they will close in the coming years. St. Louis Public Radio's Hiba Ahmed reports.
Interim Superintendent Millicent Borchade, School Board President Tony Cousins, and Vice President Matt Davis say the district has no plans to close any schools by late May. They say some schools will have to be closed because of citywide population decline and aging school buildings. An architecture firm estimates it would cost $1.8 billion over the next 20 years to repair and maintain them. Dorothy Rhode Collins, a researcher at St. Louis University who studies school closures, says district leaders should decide soon.
The timeline has been drawn out so long that the need to decide whether or not to close schools will become even more pressing as we get into next school year and the years that follow.
School officials say they will hold community meetings about the process. I'm Hiba Ahmed, St. Louis Public Radio.
The next leader of the Missouri Senate says the state's Children's Division failed to protect vulnerable kids. The Children's Division oversees child abuse investigations and placing kids into foster homes. For years, the agency struggled to recruit and retain employees, as well as implement key programs. Incoming Senate President Pro Tem Cindy O'Loughlin says she wants Governor-elect Mike Kehoe to help completely overhaul the Children's Division.
And in the case of children that are in broken homes, you know, that then falls on us, and we're not doing a good job of it. There's no question about that.
Kehoe and O'Loughlin both say Children's Division employees need more money, especially since other states and the private sector offer better salaries. Lawmakers in Springfield know Illinois state employee pension systems need fixing, but they're still trying to figure out how. Alex Degman reports.
State workers who started in 2011 or later receive benefits from a second lower tier. But Tier 2 employees could get fewer benefits upon retirement than Social Security would offer, which runs afoul of safe harbor rules. Governor J.B. Pritzker thinks the fix could cost more than $5 billion over the next 20 years.
Of course, that would be paid over time, so it's not something that, you know, needs to get done exactly in the next session.
House Republican leader Tony McCombie says they're ready to work on it.
Our caucus certainly supports a safe harbor fix. It's just going to be the devil in the details on that.
A bill to address the problems was introduced last week, but it's unlikely lawmakers will pass it by the end of this week when their annual fall session ends. I'm Alex Degman.
A St. Louis Cardinals superfan who was charged for his participation in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol is now in federal prison. 44-year-old Rally Runner, who legally changed his name from Daniel Donnelly, faces a 10-month sentence. He had asked a judge to delay his surrender until after Inauguration Day, January 20th of 2025, arguing President-elect Donald Trump has said that he intends to pardon people charged in the 2021 riots. A judge denied that request, siding with the government's argument that whatever Trump does in the future has no bearing on a defendant already sentenced. Last week, another January 6th defendant, William Pope from Topeka, was granted a delay of his trial until after Trump is in office. Advocates are raising concerns about St. Louis County's plan to halt the volunteer program at its animal shelter in Olivet. The Animal Protective Association took over 2 years ago after volunteers accused the shelter of improper care, but it's being returned to county control. St. Louis Public Radio's Aula Kaziz reports on these volunteers' concerns now.
Dale Shooter has donated over 2,000 hours to the County Animal Care and Control Adoption Center, helping with tasks such as washing dishes and walking dogs. When she found out the county would not welcome her and other volunteers when it starts managing the shelter again in February, she grew worried that the animals would not get their basic needs met.
To get the animals out of the shelter alive. It sounds terrible, but that's the bottom line. How are these animals going to get out of that shelter alive?
Department of Public Health Director Kanika Cunningham says she hopes to bring back volunteers eventually, but did not provide a timeline. I'm Arla Kaziz, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Urban League of Metropolitan St. Louis received $500,000 to help bring more professional development, job training, and family assistance to area women. The five-year donation from Clayton-based Advantage Solutions will support expanding the Urban League's Save Our Sisters program. The program will provide parenting classes and housing assistance and help women obtain work certifications. Michael McMillan is the local Urban League's president and CEO. He says St. Louis women deserve to have equal economic opportunities.
We have to continue to work to be better versions of ourselves until we have full pay equality. And that you see just as many female CEOs as you see men.
McMillan hopes the grant will create more women business owners and civic leaders. Since the beginning of June, the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education has been under new leadership. Kara Esslinger has more than 30 years of experience in education positions, including teacher, principal, and superintendent. Most recently, however, she served a combined 6 years in the Missouri legislature. St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Kellogg sat down with Esslinger to talk about her goals for the department and why she passed on a second term in the Missouri Senate.
There comes a point in your life where you say, where can I truly have the biggest impact? Where can I really do the most good for the profession I love, for the state I love? And it looked to me like there was an opportunity here. Margie Van Deven, our former commissioner, was a dear friend of mine, and she encouraged me to think about this and she was telling me all the great things that we could be doing and the things that had happened before, and I just thought it was a good fit.
What do you believe are the biggest challenges facing public education in Missouri?
I think that one challenge, I won't say the biggest challenge, but I think one challenge is that there are so many different opinions as to what a good education is. I mean, everybody has their own idea of what they experienced when they went to school or became educated, and I think that plays into the idea of what is a good quality program. To me, the things that we need to be able to do for all kids in our state is to be able to provide them high quality programs, no matter what their zip code is, no matter what part of the state they live, or their economic background, whatever it is. I want them to have high quality, high-performing programs for them to be able to get the skills and to be able to do what they would like to do in their life. A challenge would be, what does that look like, right? Because everybody has a different idea of what's good. I think just your basics, we need to make sure that we have the literacy piece. We have to make sure that our kids have, our parents and families have access to high-quality early childhood programs, and that we also, you know, have an accountability piece, a standard, and an expectation of excellence. I think that's got to be there. Those kinds of things, but really and truly, just a belief that all children need to have an opportunity to be successful.
What are some of your kind of short-term and long-term goals for the department?
Well, immediate short-term is I just want people to know me, that my goal is for them to be successful, whether that's a DESE person or a school person or a family. Immediate, I would say, let's look at our strategic plan. Let's look to see where are we with the work that we have defined as what we need to do in this department. So I want to do that. And long term, I want the state to just knock the top off of everything. I want us to be the number one state that has high ACT scores, high NAEP scores, high MAP scores. I want us to be very, very proud of the system that we have in educating our kids.
I know there were some changes made this year, but, you know, Missouri is near the bottom when it comes to teacher pay. What do you want to see to support Missouri teachers, whether it be pay or other resources as well?
Sure. Well, we have all across the nation, we have problems with recruiting, with retaining, and making sure that we have lots of supports around our educators in the classroom. Teacher pay is one aspect, and I think we've made a good effort and some new legislation that passed where there is a minimum guarantee of at least 40,000. But when you look out across the, you know, the state line just south to us, and their minimum guarantee is 50. So we're competing. We're competing with those states for our high flyers, our teachers. Money is one thing, but then again, also the environment, the culture, the system that you're working in. So I think we have to look at it from both sides. We have to look at it from what is the experience that classroom teacher is having as they're doing the job we ask them to do, and then are they able to make a living wage, and are they able to truly provide for their families and feel successful. So I think it's both. I don't think you can do one or the other, but you got to do all of that together. But I want our teachers to be very well paid, and I want our teachers to love their jobs.
That was the head of the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, Carla Esslinger, speaking with St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Kellogg. You can hear more of their conversation at stlpr.org. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Theme music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.